Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Ah, the summer tradition of the Irish Gaeltacht. I'm sure many of you have been over the years. If you have, we'd love to hear your Gaeltacht stories, your memories. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. But it seems that tradition could be under threat because colleges are struggling to cope with the exodus of Mnathí. Rory O'Donnell is the principal of Kailash the Maha Rory Galen. Rory, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today. What is the problem?
I think a lot of the problem is just that the number of houses just can't meet the current demand of young people that are learning the Irish, young people who have the language, and the amount of demand there is at the moment to attend College Surrey, because as so many people see the demand for and the benefits of attending the courses.
So there's just less people. And just to be clear, sorry, the Mnathí is similar to the, I would have known of it as the Banantí, is that right?
Yeah, so Banantí would be the singular, but Mnathí means you're talking about more than one. So the C is the same concept.
Yeah, it's the same concept. Okay, and so just less people want to do it.
I wouldn't say that it's less people necessarily want to do it. I think there's a mixture of problems there. One issue being that a lot of houses, certainly in our own area, maybe can't do it now compared to when they would have done it due to. Them maybe having to go and take up work as a result of COVID, and now they aren't necessarily free and available during the summer to keep students. I think another part of it is the responsibility and stuff that Banantí and Mnathí now have in terms of the additional change in society, in terms of phones and in terms of the responsibilities that young people now have in terms of food and in terms of their own maybe medical issues and problems and stuff as well. It's harder and harder for them to be able to meet those demands, and certainly one of the big problems is the housing crisis within Gaeltacht areas, that so many families now that maybe their grandparents and parents kept students, but young people coming through now are unable to build and get their own houses in the Gaeltacht areas, and therefore that next generation isn't coming through to keep on that tradition of keeping students as well.
Yeah, so I suppose the Banantí that people remember, the Mnathí from years ago, they're getting older. Perhaps their children haven't come back to the Gaeltacht areas. They're not staying in those houses. They've no interest in doing the job of host.
Well, I don't know that it's not so much that they don't have interest. Like I say, a lot of young people in Gaeltacht areas, what's happened is they leave, they go to college or university, they get their family, and any young family now that wants to move back into the Gaeltacht area to where they're originally from are finding it harder and harder to build or get a house back in their hometowns because of the housing crisis with Airbnb and the lack of planning permission now available and the number of houses that are being overrun and taken by Airbnb. That means that it's harder and harder for young families to come back in and live in those areas and therefore are unable to provide that service.
Christopher O'Fallon is the director of Kailash the Nárin, is here with us on the programme today as well. Is this an issue for your area, Christopher?
It certainly has been, and certainly the pandemic was very much kind of a turning point in terms of before the pandemic, going back maybe 10 years ago, the high point, we would have had 22 host families working with us here in An Ryan, whereas just after the pandemic, that dipped down to 10. Now, we have seen a little bit of an improvement since then. We're back up to 14, and we have maybe an extra Banantí coming into us next year for next summer. But still, we're quite a ways down from where we would have been at the high point going back a number of years ago.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I think the pandemic, we didn't have summer courses here for 2 years during the pandemic, which was a huge change. You know, going over 100 years, that was the first time that we didn't have summer courses for a year. And I suppose when things came to a stop and people kind of reassessed, especially there would have been people who would have been keeping students with us for years and years, who might have been getting on in the years. And when it came to a year when they didn't have it and they kind of readjusted and reassessed, they just felt that their time had come and they didn't want to kind of commit back to doing it again when they had been kind of out of practice for a couple of years. So certainly would have been some of the older host families who would have just taken a step back and said, look, I don't want to get back and make that commitment again going forward after having that long break. So I think that's a big part of it. And as the other speaker was saying, in terms of the housing crisis, one of the biggest things is all along over the decades, we would have had a turnover, you know, older people dropping out, new people coming in, whereas getting those new host families in has been more of a challenge over the last, we'd say, 10 years.
Yeah. And I wonder as well, you know, the expectation of students, has that changed? When I think back to a lot of my friends, I actually never went to the Gaeltacht Christ-Tor, but when I think back to a lot of my friends who did, you know, they may not have been, like, their families may not have been going on summer holidays, as many summer holidays as people do nowadays, or, you know, there wasn't that same level of travel. Like, the Gaeltacht was the summer holiday.
Absolutely, it was. And I mean, there's plenty of people that of various generations who have fond memories of spending time in the Gaeltacht during the summer, meeting up with friends that they might have met other than at a summer course. So certainly that has changed. People's lifestyles have changed hugely over the last number of decades, and options in terms of what you might be up to in the summer holidays, whether it's a local summer camp, a cool camp in your own area, or going off to France skiing or whatever it might be. There's an awful more variety available for people now than there would have been going back maybe 20, 30 years ago.
A listener here, Rory, tells me we wanted her son to go to a Gaeltacht in Donegal, but the last 2 years he hasn't actually been able to get a spot. This year some of his friends got in, but he feels really left out. It's such a shame because it's been such a rite of passage.
Yeah, I mean, that is really becoming a problem. Like, anyone I'm speaking to now, I explain it like Ticketmaster. Literally, that's how fast you have to be on the button to get a spot in these cases now, because the way it works is every child needs a bed, and that's the number of beds is the number of spaces that we have available, which is getting tighter and tighter now, course after course. And all we're doing now every year is constantly trying to get in touch with more Bantees, trying to get more on board to try and build more and more beds. But the waiting lists do far outweigh the number of students we do have on the courses now as a result of that. And it really is nearly first come, first served in most cases.
Breathe is a Banantee in Waterford. What have you noticed, Breathe?
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Good, thank you. I'm just thinking there about a lot of what's been said, and definitely lack of housing for people who would naturally be from the Gaeltacht has a big thing to do with it. But apart from that, I see that there's a decrease in the amount of people that are coming to the Gaeltacht, definitely to ring, because, like, I've been full even since the pandemic, and for some reason this year I only had people for course A for 2 weeks. So, like, I don't know if it's a lack of ban on teas, or if it's like older people not being in it or whatever. But like I definitely saw a decrease this summer, and like I did normally only do course A and B.
Yeah.
With the results that I'm coming to the conclusion that I'll only make myself available for course A next year. Well, yeah, that's going to be someone else. Kind of dropping out of the host family. And I just think if something like that is allowed to happen, that the whole Gaeltacht, you know, as we know it, will disappear. Because really the Gaeltacht is the Banantees. Mm. They're the people that make the Gaeltacht, and they're the people that, you know, the mammies, that take the place of the mammies or the daddies if it's depending on who the host is. And yeah, I think, you know, it's maybe we should maybe be sitting down and thinking about it a little bit more. But definitely, I've seen a lack of students this year. It could be because we have an increase of Banantees. I don't know. I really couldn't answer that. But definitely houses have to be built in Gaeltacht if we're to keep it alive.
What do you make of that, Rory?
I mean, obviously, I can only speak of my own experience from a GLM point of view, who I work for, and I know that any Banantee we have available, to the very best of our ability, every house is full, every bed is full. We are currently now at less than 50% capacity in terms of the houses we would have had before COVID, in terms of the number of houses we have. And I know certainly, in terms of the waiting list that GLM have for their colleges, every bed is used and every bed is utilised. I know even myself, as a member of staff in the course, we would normally have our own Banantee as well. That has now been changed, that Banantee is being used for students to ensure that more students get the opportunity to go to the Gaeltacht, and we're now living in private accommodation to try and accommodate more students. And that's hard, but the sacrifices you're trying to make. So in terms of Gaeltacht's point of view, I know that they are being utilised.
Okay. Do you, Breathe, just explain to listeners, a lot of people interested, I mean, how tough is the work? What's involved in being a Manawatee?
Well, the work is definitely doable. I don't know if any of your listeners there have seen Réaltaí na Gaeltacht. It was on RT1.
You know, it
can still be utilised in RT1 player if they want to. And it featured Ring last year. And like a lot of what you see on there is maybe what we do. But I just wonder, like Rory was saying there, that every house in the Gaeltacht is full. Does the college there accommodate students? That's just a point of interest.
Well, all students that come to any course in Gaeltacht are with Vanity, with local houses. We have no in-house beds, if you like. Everyone's in the staying in the local area and within our own college.
The Ballantyne gets paid, Bree, don't they?
They do, yeah. But like, I mean, our Coláiste has accommodation as well, so they have in house accommodation. So I don't know if the numbers are down or how many bed spaces are available in total.
Yeah.
So you know,
and you have to feed the students, obviously, and washing and all of that kind of stuff. Yeah. The usual,
yes,
I suppose.
Yes. The usual, yeah.
Yeah. And interesting text, Chris Thor, here from another listener who says, I live just outside of Gaeltacht region. I would actually be interested in being a Ballantyne, but my Irish is only okay. How good does it have to be to get involved, or are there courses I'd need to do in advance?
Well, certainly there are courses available in Cluster, and Runa itself does provide online classes for adults who are interested in learning Irish. The issue that somebody would have if they're located outside the Gaeltacht, they wouldn't qualify for recognition by the department as a host family, and they wouldn't qualify for the grant as a result. So it's something, if somebody was interested in learning Irish, because that's obviously another crucial part of the whole experience, is that when you go to the Ballantyne's house, the Ballantyne speaks Irish with you. So if there's somebody interested in learning Irish who would like to kind of move into that whole area of work, we're more than happy to talk to them. But being outside the official Gaeltacht would mean that they would only be getting a fee from the college, and they wouldn't qualify for the grant from the department.
Oh, right. So in order to get the bursary, you have to actually be living within the Gaeltacht catchment.
The department grant for hosting students in the Gaeltacht is limited only to families who are located within the Gaeltacht.
Yeah, okay.
That doesn't mean that somebody can't be a host family, but again, the Irish language requirement would be crucial. That's a huge part of the whole experience for families, for children who are coming to the Gaeltacht, is being with a Ballantyne, speaking Irish at home, speaking Irish at dinner time. That's what people are coming for.
Our son went to the Gaeltacht in Galway for 2 years when he was in school. Now he's older, he wants to teach, but he hasn't been able to get a spot because he's been told there's less pupils, says this listener. I don't know, Christopher, if you've any thoughts on that.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, there's an awful lot of colleges all around the country who are really struggling because the number of the Ballantyne's are reducing. They're really restricted. It's a huge bottleneck in terms of the capacity and the space that they have. So if they've lost 50% of their beds, that means that there's 50% less students that can come to a course, and that's 50% less employment for teachers because there's just not the classrooms to be taught.
Yeah, another listener asking too. So many houses in these gorgeous areas are now all up on Airbnb all summer, so there must be less options for pupils. It's all such a shame if we lose this amazing part of our culture. I think it'd be terrible, says this listener. Rory, Chris Thor, Breathe. Listen, thanks a million to you all for getting in touch with us here today in Lunchtime Live. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.